The sound of Nottinghamshire.
Nottinghamshire. Together, we can make a difference. BBC. Radio Nottingham.
I've got a little bit more joy for you this morning. So this is a lovely story to wake up to. It's a Nottinghamshire couple who now have their dreams come true with the help of a surrogate called Gemma, who sounds like an extraordinary woman, as you'll hear in a minute. So I had a chat with new mum Kitty Tunningham from Nottingham.
He's just generally like a really happy chappy. He has his moments, like every baby, where he screams. So,
wow.
No, he's thriving. He's doing really well and he's being kind to us at the moment, yeah.
Oh. So, Gemma, you obviously saw him that very first moment when he arrived into this world. Were you both there then? Did you both get to see him first off?
We were both in the birth pool. We were at home at Gemma's house.
We had a home birth. So, basically, Kitty delivered her own son in the pool with James just right behind her, together, all together.
Aww. That's very special, yeah.
So, Gemma, the moment that, you know, the baby arrives into this world, you know then, do you, that, you know, he's not yours and you've had
Absolutely.
Him for a while, but he's not yours.
Absolutely. He, Jasper went straight to his mommy and I wouldn't want it any other way. I just simply borrowed him for 9 months. Yeah, the baby goes straight to, and I went upstairs for a shower and just left them to it, basically.
And what's your story then, Kitty, around having babies, and when did you realise that you wouldn't be able to?
When I was 16, just going to the toilet, so I'm just distracting me.
Noisily.
Could you hear him? Found that I had actually been born without a womb and had a condition called MRKH. And I was treated by Queen Charlotte Hospital down in London, who very quickly during treatment said, don't despair, you've got functioning ovaries and hopefully in the future, there's still a chance to have a biological baby. So even though it was obviously very hard to deal with such an adult, grown-up thing at 16 when you shouldn't really be thinking about how am I going to start a family, there was light at the end of the tunnel always from the beginning. So we had a really long time to prepare for surrogacy in terms of saving for it, mentally preparing for it. I told James literally on our second date that it would be that route to parenthood. So in a way, it wasn't great finding out at 16, but it gave us a really long time to prepare and adjust for what was going to come in the future.
Yeah. And then you found Gemma. And Gemma, what's your motivation for doing it? Why?
I do it because I can. And to me, they're my friends. And if you can help a friend, then why not? If you've got the power to make your friends happy.
And what about the impact that it has on you and your body, though, and the toll that it takes being pregnant?
I think generally I enjoy being pregnant. There is that first stage of that, early pregnancy, which is really hard. But my passion and my drive for it is seeing them as a family at the end of it and knowing that I played a massive part in that.
So will you do it again?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
You obviously get on very well. What about your relationship in the future then and Jasper's relationship with Gemma and all of that? Does it continue or does it stop at some point?
Absolutely.
Kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a friend, I'm the relationship I have with Jasper is not a maternal relationship like it is with my own children. I absolutely adore Jasper. I'm Auntie Gem Gems to him.
When he was born, there was a rush of love for him when he came out. And there was the biggest rush of love for Gemma. It's somewhere between like friendship and family. He will grow up absolutely knowing from as soon as he can understand that Gemma carried him, why she carried him, that he was brought into this world with so many people involved, with so much love. I think that is amazing and not something that he should ever not know about.
Such joy. They sound so delighted, don't they? So happy. That's Kitty Tunningham, baby Jasper, who manages to fill his nappy whilst we're chatting, and also surrogate Gemma talking on BBC Radio Nottingham. And that story, Kitty's story and Jasper's story, will be featured in Podcast Real Fix. It's about real people telling their real life stories every week, and it'll be out later this month.
Breakfast. BBC.